This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said the government is ready to discuss the issue of air pollution in the Lok Sabha. He said since the matter was raised by the Leader of Opposition in the Business Advisory Committee, the government needs to look into it and see how the discussion will be structured under the rules. The minister further added that on the very first day, the government had made its position very clear that on all important matters, the government is ready for discussion to find the solution, taking along the suggestion of the opposition parties.
Leader of the opposition, Rahul Gandhiji, has made a statement in the form of suggestion. The member of the Congress party in the Business Advisory Committee had also raised this issue and some other parties, and from the government side also. And government from the day one had made our position very clear that on all important matters, government is ready to discuss and also to find out solution, taking along the suggestions from all the members, including the principal opposition party led by Rahul Gandhiji.
Raising the matter in the zero hour, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi said it is an important issue that the country is facing and hoped that it is not an ideological issue. Mr. Gandhi further added that there will be full agreement between the opposition and the government to discuss the matter in the House. The government has said that crop production in the country has increased by 44% during the last 10 years, marking a significant milestone. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Rajya Sabha today, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said it has been possible due to use of new seed varieties, modern technologies and improved farming practices between 2014 and 2024. He said the government is continuously making efforts to ensure comprehensive development in the agriculture sector. Mr. Chauhan said the Modi government is focusing on enhancing farmers' income and advancing overall agricultural growth. He said a six-point strategy is being implemented to boost agricultural production. President Draupadi Murmu visited Senapati district of Manipur today and inaugurated six different development projects implemented in the district. She also laid the foundation stones for five other development projects for the district. The projects inaugurated by the president include a model residential school development at a cost of 25 crore rupees, two primary health centres upgraded at 10 crore rupees, and two Bailey bridges constructed at a cost of 11 crore rupees. After reaching Senapati district headquarters, the president met internally displaced persons taking shelter in relief camps and interacted with them. She also met and interacted with the leader of Maram tribe, the only tribe in Manipur under the category of particularly vulnerable tribal groups, PVTGs. Addressing the gathering at the multipurpose hall, President Draupadi Murmu said under the PM Jan Man, a series of initiatives have been launched for uplifting the tribal community, especially PVTGs, which will further improve their life. Senior Congress leader and former Union Home Minister Shivraj Patil passed away in Latur today at the age of 91. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have condoled the demise of former Union Minister Shivraj Patil. In a social media post, the President said, during his long public life, Mr. Patil held several important positions, including those of Lok Sabha Speaker, Union Minister, Governor and a long-standing Member of Parliament. The Prime Minister, in a social media post, said Mr. Patil was an experienced leader. He was passionate about contributing to the welfare of society. The death toll in a private bus accident that occurred in Alluri Sitaramaraju district of Andhra Pradesh this morning has risen to 9. About 22 people were injured in the mishap, while a total of 35 passengers and two drivers were on board at the time of the accident. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives due to the bus mishap in Andhra Pradesh. In men's cricket, India have set a target of 434 runs against hosts United Arab Emirates, UAE, in the opening match of ACC Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 in Dubai. Put into bat, India posted 433 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. In reply, the hosts were 30 for 2 in 6 overs when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.